Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at Barbie, B-A-R-B-I-E, at moneysmartsforyou.com. After years of working with clients, helping them save, preserve, and grow their assets, I wrote the book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics. I want teens, college students, millennials, growing families, and others to have a chance to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money in their adult lives. Regardless of your financial situation, there is still time to save money for your holiday expenses, whether you buy gifts for family and friends or give yourself the gift of travel to see friends and family. There are 7 more weeks until the end of the year, 4 more weeks before Black Friday, so you can save enough cash to cover your costs and not go into debt with your holiday shopping. Today, I will share with you 5 things you need to do to save money for your year-end shopping sprees. As you go through the process I will share with you today, if you have children, you may want to teach them how they can save or earn money for the holidays, too. If everyone in the family is on the same page, you can be saving together and resist the temptation to pick up a little trinket or two when you're shopping at the grocery store or at a different discount store and your children want something. You can say, we're saving for Christmas or the holidays or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, or we're saving for year-end gift giving. 1, make a list. For whom or what are you spending your money during this coming holiday season? Is it your turn to go to grandma's for Thanksgiving or Christmas? Are your children grown and want holidays to themselves, leaving you to figure out how you want to celebrate? Does your entire family give gifts to each other, or is there a drawing of names so you're expected to give everyone something or just the people whose names you draw? What kind of giving are you doing? Do you really think about what someone wants, or do you just buy a gift card and be done with it? Whatever your style, stick with a limit to your expense plan or budget. If you've been following along during the year, you know that we talked about setting up expense plans and how to draft them. And remember that if you have forgotten how to do that, you can take a look at my book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics, which is available on Amazon, and there is a section in there on how to set up a budget or expense plan. Please take a look at it. Okay, just like Santa has a list of who's naughty and who's nice, you and your children need to make a list of who is receiving gifts in your family, among your friends, teachers at school, and those who provide you service in your neighborhood, like the guys that pick up your trash or your mailman. If part of your gift to another family member is that you will be traveling their way, then make sure you have an expense labeled travel that includes your plane or train fare, gasoline, hotel, or motel rooms if required, or if they become necessary. And I mention if they become necessary because sometimes you get to a family member's house and things are so crazy, you just want to get away. So you may want to put that in your budget. And if you don't need it, then you've got a little extra money left over. Having a list allows you to have a limit to what you will be spending. Remember that if you are a generous soul and you want to give to everyone, that you're going to need to limit what you spend per person. 2, save by cutting back on expenditures. If you spend money on a daily coffee drink from your favorite barista, you could save at least $5 a day or $25 a week. If you go out to lunch every day, even to a fast food joint, you could save another $5 to $10 a day, adding up to another $25 to $50 a week. I'm not advocating that you starve, but that you bring something from home that's easy to make and inexpensive to prepare. So that, well, yes, you can either eat at your desk or go out to look nearby or maybe take a walk at the local mall so that you can shop the market and get to know what things cost. But don't buy yet. Do you pick up dinner on your way home from work after a busy day? Maybe it's time to get out the slow cooker and make most of your meals at home, allowing you to save anywhere from $5 to $20 a day or more, resulting in about $25 to $100 a week in savings. Do you and your family go to movies each week? If you rent a movie and make your own popcorn, you could save the price of tickets and snacks at about $10 per person or more, leaving you with savings from $20 or $40 to $40, depending on the size of your family. If you can't resist the new flicks, at least go to the early show, where your ticket price is discounted and you have some savings. So if all these ways to save are available to you, potentially you could save $95 to $195 per week between now and the end of the year, resulting in your saving anywhere from $695 to $1,395 for your holiday shopping or travel expenses. 3, learn the market or consider taking on an extra job. Not only do you need to be aware of the cost of items from different vendors, so easy to discover now if you go online and look at the various sites to comparison shop. I just did this looking for the best price for a set of wine glasses made by an Austrian manufacturer. I looked at their website, I looked on Amazon, I looked at Target, and at the prices offered at Macy's and Williams-Sonoma. It was easy to find the best price, and yesterday I went out to pick up the glasses. As you may already know, there may be one or two products available one place with a better price, but others made by the same manufacturer and sold at the same store may actually have a higher price one place versus another. I found this to be the case in my comparison shopping. The glasses I was looking for were less expensive at one location, but other designs and sizes were more expensive. I also wanted to pick up these glasses so I did not have to worry about their being broken in shipment, so convenience was important to me. So spend some time learning the market before you go shopping this holiday season. As I mentioned before, if you bring your lunch and you want to go walk a shopping area for a little exercise during your lunch hour to kind of take a break, breathe in some good air, this would be a great time to do some comparison shopping and to make a note of the things that you're thinking about buying and what they may cost in your local stores. I'm a big fan of buying local when I can because I want to keep those stores open and I want people to continue to have a job locally in my community. So keep that in mind also when you're making decisions about where you're going to buy and what you're going to buy and when you're going to buy. Manufacturers may have limited supplies of certain items, especially items that they come out with specifically for the holidays. So keep in mind that this year you may not be able to wait for sales on the things you would like to buy your family, especially if they are trendy electronics or toys. If you find that you aren't in a position where you have any extras you can cut from your budget, then now is the time to look for an extra job to take on during the holidays. Signs are going up now at many restaurants, stores, and pop-up shops for extra help for the holidays. You can also, of course, find out what's available online in terms of your local stores and even maybe call centers. I know you're already tired at the end of the day, and you may want to be able to spend time with your family at night or on the weekends. So you will have to be a judge of whether a holiday job is a good choice for you. Usually the opportunities run from Thanksgiving week through after Christmas on a part-time basis. So usually no benefits come with the job. Consider what your actual take-home pay will be and what kind of difference the extra money versus your quality of life will make for your family. Teens or college students may be able to make these jobs work for them. So if they're looking for extra money, now is when they need to apply for a holiday job near home for the holidays. For your children that are under the teen years, who may be wanting to save money so they can buy Christmas presents for grandma and grandpa, or maybe for you and your husband or for their siblings, things that you might want to consider are, do you have some chores around the house that you could pay your child to do and pay them on a weekly basis? Things like washing dishes, unloading the dishwasher, taking out the trash, doing the laundry for their siblings or for one portion of the household, cleaning the bathroom. These are jobs that maybe would spell you while you're doing something else, give your child an experience with earning money, and allow you to pay them, depending on what you feel is fair, anywhere from $5 to $10 a week, depending on how many jobs they're doing. This would allow them, in turn, to have that money to save, to spend for the holidays, to donate to charity at the end of the year, And to get that feeling of accomplishment. So that's something you may want to consider as well. 4, make a budget for your holiday shopping. Now that you know what you're spending money on and who you're spending it on, you can make a budget or an expense plan for your seasonal shopping. If you're traveling, then research the rates for plane or train travel and figure out what it will cost you. A lot of the airlines are having sales right now, so it's a good time to be looking and buying. The sooner you make those reservations, the better. If you have travel miles and the dates you're looking at are not blacked out, then you may want to use those miles to book your holiday travel. As for gifts for the family and your friends, think about what you can buy that they might like that fits within your budget. Also consider that you have about 7 weeks to save money before the holidays, so depending on your current spending habits, you will be limited in funds you can spend. If you use credit cards and have a points balance, consider using some of the points for your holiday purchases. Be careful when you're using your cards. Don't get tricked into the bait and switch, where you go in to buy one particular item and you see something else that's more expensive and you end up buying it. And when the holidays are over, you have more debt than you expected because you didn't stay within your expense plan. Now is the time to be looking forward to the holidays and remember that all those lunches and the coffees you're missing now, during holiday get-togethers, you will be able to make up those calories, I guarantee. Okay. 5, change your giving style. If you've bought every new toy for every child in your family every year, this may be the year to change your giving style. I'm amazed at all the new electronic gadgets, especially the ones that are supposed to teach your child how to code and control a robot. If only I thought I could read and understand the instructions well enough to be able to provide tech support without having to call an 800 number and wait on hold so I could talk to someone who sneered at my ineptness while I attempted to follow their instructions. I might buy that toy for myself so I could learn to code while playing with a toy. However, I'm not sure that is how I want to spend my Christmas morning. Now that you have a list and an idea of what you're going to say between now and then, so you have a budget, before you decide what you're buying everyone, consider what you want the package of while you and your family and friends are together. I realize we have no control of how others will react to the gifts we give them, nor do we really know what they want as a gift. But maybe gift giving is really about letting someone know that you've thought of them in a way that tells them they are special, and that you hope they know how much you care for them. Most gifts that we give to others are something that your family and friends can enjoy all by themselves or that they can share with others. If you're limited in what you can spend, here are a few of my favorite holiday gift kits that you might like to create for your family and friends. Family movie night. In a basket or gift bag, combine the following items: a couple of packets of microwave popcorn, a box of Junior Mints, chocolate-covered raisins, malted milk balls, or whatever you know their favorite movie theater candy is. Maybe throw in a bottle of the family favorite, that's just whatever the soda that everyone in the family likes to drink, and 2 or 3 DVDs for movies that follow a theme, like 3 holiday movies, or 3 animated movies, or 3 princess movies, or 3 chick flick movies, or 3 macho action movies. This is a fun project your kids can help you with and that you can give a fun time together for a group. Even your college student who's returning home from school for a few weeks might like this, so he or she can invite their high school pals over for a night out that is really a night in. Party game night. Like movie night, but with a twist of a game set or two, consider a couple of packs of cards, some poker chips, a book of card game rules, some assorted nuts, maybe some cheese crackers. If you like board games, then add one if your budget can manage it. Cookie baking night. For the family with small children, this could be a big hit. Include in this kit an assortment of cookie cutters, some holiday and some that serve for Valentine's, Halloween, different times of the year. All along with these, add a box or bag of sugar cookie mix and some toppings to make them extra special. Include M&Ms, colored sugar sprinkles, or chocolate chips. A child's cookbook could be an added bonus. Make your own pizza. This kit has a bit of Italian flair and may be perfect for your college student who would like to go back to class with a new culinary skill. Include an apron, pizza pan, pizza cutter, already made pizza crust, pizza sauce, cheese, pepperoni, mushrooms, artichoke hearts, olives, and whatever other toppings you can think of. You might also, if it's an adult over the age of 21, want to include a nice bottle of Italian red wine to go with it. Write out the basic instructions for making the pizza, and you have a fun night for a group of friends. Personal gift coupons. These are usually only given to family members, but they're a wonderful way to give a bit of yourself. You could give your daughter coupons that would require you to do her chores around the house, or to your son coupons where you would mow the lawn in his stead. There could be the get out of trouble coupon that would reduce a grounding period of a week to, say, only 3 days. Your wife might like to have a romantic dinner out coupon for those days when she wants a little special attention. Your kids could give their dad a few coupons for washing his truck or give you coupons for doing the laundry. Depending on your family culture, these coupons may be a great unifier and provide respect for one another and what you each do for the others. Remember to put an expiration date on the coupons so you can know when you're no longer obligated to provide the services you offered. Remember, as you're assembling your list of gift ideas, that there are some great finds at resale shops. So many people are in the process of downsizing and simplifying and divesting right now. You may also find something wonderful at an estate sale, too. An antique teapot for a friend who loves hot tea can be combined with a box of her favorite brew. Spode Christmas plates, priced at less than new, are a lovely gift for a young family. While you are learning the market and saving money, take a look at the resale and consignment shops in your area and think about the people on your list. At a vintage shop, you may find a gently worn designer bag that your daughter would be thrilled to have. If you have any collectors in the family, look for something they might not have, but that could be encountered at an estate sale, auction, or resale shop. If you find that you just have to buy gift cards because that is the only thing that works, then, again, if you use credit cards, consider using the points to buy those cards. Start now to order them so that you have them in hand well before the shopping season starts. The other thing that you might want to consider, especially for a family with young children, maybe even one with teenagers, is purchasing a membership to arts or cultural events. Something like family membership in a museum or the botanical garden or the zoo. This is something that gives them a gift that they can use all year long and is really fun. You might also consider looking into events that take place at local universities. There might be a madrigal dinner. There might be a choral presentation, something that would be appropriate for the holiday season. So these are some things that might be less expensive for you to consider. So I hope today's ideas on five things to do to save money for the holidays was helpful to you. If you start today, you'll have the money you need to make your holiday purchases and not find yourself with a holiday hangover of debt from the expenses involved. I hope you have a great week. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Please email me your questions or thoughts to Barbie, B-A-R-B-I-E, at moneysmartsforyou.com, M-O-N-E-Y-S-M-A-R-T-S, the number four, the letter U.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at moneysmartsforyou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.